Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of BCL Industries Limited, hosted by Quantum Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there is an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Sharma from Quantum Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sharma.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. On behalf of Quantum Securities, we welcome you all to Q2 FY23 results conference call of BCL Industries Limited. We thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. The management is represented by Mr. Rajendra Mittal, Managing Director. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajendra Mittal. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to BCL Industries earnings call for the second quarter of the financial year 2023. Let me start by giving you the key financial highlights of the Q2 FY23. The total income for the quarter was around 455 crores, which declined by approximately 2% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter was around 8.6 crores, which declined by approximately 73% year-on-year. EBITDA margins were 1.89%, and we reported a net loss of 80 lakhs. Coming to the operational highlights for the second quarter financial year 2022-23, with regards to the distillery segment. There has been significant increase in the price of fuel, which led to the increase in EBITDA margins, decrease in the EBITDA margins year-to-year. The company is hedging against the global increase in the energy cost by installing a power plant which will run on multi-fuel, mainly the rice straw, mustard straw, and the wood sticks of the cotton straw. We have already procured around about 55,000 tons of this kind of fuel to be used in this year, starting from the last quarter of this financial year, which will significantly reduce the cost of the fuel in the next financial year and somewhat will be reflected in the last quarter of this financial year. The power plant is likely to be commissioned in the fourth quarter of this financial year, which help the company to reduce the fuel cost in the long run. There will be hedging as regard this kind of a situation doesn't arise in the future, so we'll be running our boilers on multi-fuel basis. There has also been an increase in the price of damaged food grains in the market, but we were able to hedge against the price increase by milling some of our requirements in our own rice mill. Svachha Distillery experienced some unexpected problems during the commissioning, though the order was executed by one of the Asia's best company, that's Praj. There cannot be any better supplier than Praj in the present scenario. This is Praj in 1,000, you can say, cases where there was a defect in the RC column, which the company has agreed to replace, and the replacement will go by, you can say, middle of the January, and from thereafter we'll be able to achieve the full capacity utilization. At present, we are only utilizing 70% of the capacity, that too for ethanol only. We have not been able to utilize, or you can say, have the opportunity of producing ENA, which fetches a higher price as compared to the ethanol prices. That was our main contention, that we'll be putting our 50% capacity on ethanol and 50% capacity on ENA. That's the main reason that in Svachha we were not able to, you can say, operate the unit at the full capacity. In this distillery segment, you know, one thing has to be noticed that almost all the processing costs are fixed. Only variable cost is very minimal. That about 15%-20% is the variable cost, and 80% is almost all the fixed cost by way of finance cost, by way of salary wages, by way of power and fuel, because the power and fuel requirement is being met from the captive power plant, and captive power plant operating on some less capacity doesn't have the fuel efficiency. The fuel efficiency, which ought to be about 80% plus, we are getting about 72%. So when we are able to operate at 100% capacity, this processing cost will automatically come down and have a positive impact on the results. The work for the expansion of 200 KLPD ethanol plant at Bathinda is in full swing. The company have availed a term loan of about 100 crores from Canara Bank, which qualifies for interest subvention scheme. Effective will be paying about 4.25% of the interest at present to the bank. And we hope to commission this plant as per schedule, and we should be having 1 or 2 months working for the last quarter in this financial year itself. In the edible segment, there has been more than 50% decline in the global edible oil prices. And the second big thing is that the government was worried about the inflation of this day-to-day item consumption items, mainly edible oils. The government reduced the import duty to almost nil, which was at very high rates. So that impacted the inventory loss of the holding, though we were quite cautious and even not bothered about the, you can say, achieving the sales target as compared to the last financial year. But still, with the 50% reduction, and we also had to bail out our distributors because they don't have the deep pockets to bear such kind of a loss to the extent of 50% in the inventory. So the total booking, which was done at a higher rate with the dealers, we had to come out to bail them out, and those were again priced at the market price, which resulted in the heavy inventory loss. For example, we are having about 300 crores per quarter, over 100 crores rupees per month is the, you can say, sale of the edible oils. And we this year just held inventory not even sufficient for 15 days. But the loss on account of 50 crores, if you reduce this 50% by 50%, that comes to 25 crores. So that was the point of this is a rare of chances that we have ever seen in the industry. Now the prices have bottomed out, and in the month of October there has been some recovery, smart recovery in the prices, and the inventory loss, which was a huge amount, we have some gains in this quarter, and hopefully, we are quite hopeful that if this present situation continues, we should be again having our the comparison, the third quarter as compared to the last year. And we should be able to make up some part of the losses incurred in this quarter in coming two quarters. In the real estate segment, we continue to utilize revenues for the sale to liquidate the debt, which is visible in the results. Lastly, to discuss about the half-yearly performance of the financial year 2023, the total income was around 833 crores, which declined approximately by 9% year to year. Here I just like to mention that this drop is only in the edible oil segment. There has not been any drop in the distillery segment. The distillery segment, there has been, in the half yearly, if we talk about this, there has been some increase also. In quarter wise, there has also been some increase in the volumes. The total income was around about 833 crores, which is approximately 9% less as compared to the last year. EBITDA stood at approximately 40 crore, which declined by approximately 33%. EBITDA margins reported were at 4.83%, while the net profit was 17 crores, down by approximately 55% year on year. With this, Paul would like to open the floor for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Simran Singh from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. See, I want to understand what is your Bathinda distillery refinery means full means capacity utilization right now. I want to understand it. And secondly, your Sarvesha distillery plant, when it's going to commission in the means, what is the status right now in the ethanol segment as well as in the ENA segment?
So, okay, let me answer your question one by one. The Bathinda capacity of ethanol and ENA is more than 100%. So, we are utilizing more than 100% capacity. And for your information, this quarter, particularly this second quarter, so as compared to the last quarter, we have been able to achieve 18.60% more capacity in this particular quarter. And the 100% capacity utilization is more than 100% capacity utilization is at Bathinda plant. Regarding Swachha, as I mentioned in my presentation, that there is some technical defect in the rectifier column. That makes the quality for ENA oblique the potable alcohol. Since that column, there is some defect and we are not receiving the desired capacity and the quality. The entire quantity which we are manufacturing, which is to the extent of about 70% of the total installed capacity, is being converted into ethanol. So there in West Bengal, the prices of the ethanol or the India-wide prices of ethanol are a bit lower as compared to the realization on account of ENA. So that column, the company has identified the fault. That column, complete column, has to be replaced, and the column is under fabrication in their workshop at Pune. So that column will be dispatched around, they have assured us that they will be able to dispatch by 15th of December, and that should reach the site by 25th of December, and another 5 to 10 days in taking out the old column and replacing it with new, we'll have a production loss of even 70% in that 7 to 10 days period. So we are hopeful that from February, March, we will have 2 months on 100% capacity. Rest of the things are stabilized. There is not even a single problem as regard the quality acceptance of the DDGS. We are supplying to Godrej for their this aqua feed with a plant which is very near to us, about say 8 kilometers from us. All the qualities and other things, the grain procurement, the fuel efficiency, all things are stabilized except there is a defect in the rectifier column. And this is the second time they have, you can say, witnessed this kind of a defect in their history of supplying 500 columns. So we went to Pune, but all things said and done, the defect is there, and we have suffered on the count of that.
So sir, we can say that from the next February or March onwards, we can have the 100% capacity utilization from the from this Sarvesha distillery means district segment.
Yes,
we can assume tentatively.
I think we should get a good 2 months working with 100% capacity at Swachha, because you see that all the this ethanol tie-ups, all the supply, you can say logistics, the taking the grain from the FCI, all allotments, all allocations have now stabilized. Moreover, I will just, you can say, make a reference. In the state of West Bengal, it could have again taken some days, about say months or so, but this defect has certainly put a dent on the company's performance as regards this particular quarter. Otherwise, we were hoping that this quarter will be having full capacity, because we don't, being the promoters, they have a vast experience in the field, and the most of the technical teams, which has a lot of experience from this Bathinda plant. We posted at that plant just to stabilize the things as early as possible. But our bad luck, that that was not happened. Now with the assurance of Praj, and they are quite serious about these things, because this has given a bad name to them also, in spite of the huge loss to us. They will be also losing about 3 to 4 crores. The cost of the column is about 4 crores. And apart from that, the freight and the reaction charges and dismantling charges, all these things. So that is the thing. But something, in some cases, we cannot help. It was luckily that we had put this ethanol plant. Otherwise, if this plant was not in existence, then we were thinking that we'll put the ethanol plant in the second phase. But anyhow, fearing that there could be some demand constraints of 200 selling 200 KLPD potable alcohol in the West Bengal, we just put up this 100 KLPD or 125 KLPD ethanol plant, which we are running on more than 125% capacity at present.
Okay.
So that is the thing. I think we should be able to commission the plant by 15th of Jan without fail, and have 2.5 months good working for 100% capacity utilization.
Great, sir, great. Nice to hear this. And sir, my last question is, sir, in terms of the expenses, I was going through your annual reports and you know, quarterly presentations also. I didn't find the breakup of the expenses, operating expenses, in the P&L statement. So can you at least share this, you know, how, means, can you at least explain what is the, you know, what is the major constituent in the expenses you have in the total expenses? Or you can share that.
I'll just give the thumb rule, because I don't know the accounting procedure, whether they are to specify the each and every part of the expenses are always taken at the bulk, the total expenditure. Our this main expenditure, if we say that our expenditure for converting this grain waste to ethanol or the ENA, is approximate 18 rupees per litre. This is the thumb rule. We are taking the normal power and fuel cost, because basically the other things are almost fixed. Finance cost is fixed. Salary wage is almost the same. Processing chemicals, almost the same. There are four major expenditures in this. The first is the power and fuel. The major expenses is on account of power and fuel. So at present, if we see that about 14 rupees per litre is only the power and fuel at Swaksha, where it should have been less than 10 rupees per litre because of the lower production utilization. Rest, about 2 rupees per litre is the salary wages. Approximately same is the finance cost, 2 rupees per litre. About 1.75 rupees per litre is the processing chemical cost. And about 70 paisa per litre is the repair and maintenance cost. This is the total, you can say, thumb rule bifurcation.
Done, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And all the best. All the best. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may please press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Once again, firstly, wanted to take, what is your take of feeling about the Q2 results? Are you disappointed? Is this a one-off? Or you think it was better than what could have happened?
You see that first question, that we are not disappointed. Let me be very frank with you. Because the management, with their experience, has been able to reduce the loss to a great extent. You see that we did not even care about the achieving the revenue targets. We were afraid of this market going skyrocketing at these levels, which has never happened in the edible oil history, that pricing in just about 3 months going just the double the price. Maybe the penny conditions, maybe the funds playing this cost. I would love to specifically mention, you said that the first quarter should have been why there was a loss in the first quarter also. Why there was not loss? You see that fearing that the market is going, may likely having a steep fall. In the first quarter, we washed our low price contract with the higher price prevailing at that time. And out of the 9 crores earning in the first quarter in this edible segment, 8.2 crores was the profit received from the settling of those contracts. So we were lucky enough to wash out those contracts at the, you can say, at the import level itself and have the earnings from that account. Otherwise, it would have been much, much higher. So we consider that we have got a best management, best inventory management, and the best portfolio, management. So we are highly satisfied with the results. We are not disappointed. And now, as I mentioned, that from October, we thought that the market has bottomed out, and that also proved to be quite, in line with the management thoughts. And we will be able to recover some part of our loss from this quarter, or if not recover, at least maintain the margins as in the previous two quarters of the corresponding year.
Okay, that's great. Now, I wanted to know about
second thing I will just mention is that regarding digital segment, in spite of the fact that there has been a increase of about 9 crores in the fuel cost. 9 crores of increase in the fuel cost alone in this quarter. We have been able to curtail that, hit by increasing the production by 18.60%. And apart from that, we did the increase the production, but the fuel percentage, the fuel quantity wise, we were able to reduce 5.67%. So, as regards the management part and my team, they have done their best in the present scenario, and I congratulate them for this. And we are highly satisfied that we have been able to sail out in these difficult times.
So, this 9 crore of fuel cost which was which increased in this quarter, was in Bathinda or in Swachha?
No, it is in Bathinda. Swachha we are not calculating because Swachha fuel cost cannot be right now calculated because we are running on 70% capacity. So that would have been high. There also it has impacted. There also it has been impacted. But since we are not able to visualize, as we have the power plant which is captive power plant which is operating at a very less capacity because of the a lower capacity of the plant. Once we resume the full capacity of the plant, we'll have the efficiencies together. We are not able to yet analyze that how much efficiency we are getting in the fuel part. But in Bathinda, I am talking about Bathinda alone, there was a 9 crores increase in the fuel cost. The fuel cost which was 5,105 rupees per metric ton in the corresponding quarter had gone up to 8,727. 70.97%, 71% approximately, there has been the increase in the fuel cost of the in rupee terms, and that too by decreasing the quantity wise, we have been able to reduce the quantity by 5.67% by utilizing the high efficiency and other things, energy saving devices and other things which came into operation.
Okay. But what was the major reason of this high increase in fuel cost? Was it due to the increase in power cost from Punjab government? What is the major reason?
No, you see that we are producing captive power with that. We are not affected by the Punjab government tariff and other things. But it is the fuel cost. The fuel cost which I mentioned is the mainly our fuel cost. Fuel is rice husk at present. So, to take care of that, the company which we, on the last year, we took the decision that we should have the second power plant which is being installed for the coming expansion of 10 megawatt. At present, we have got 10 megawatt captive power plant. And there where basic fuel is husk, or we can convert that into coal. But coal was also not available. The coal was even much higher as compared to the husk. So all the industries in Punjab, now instead of using coal or furnace oil or maybe any other fuel, everything was on the higher side. So they prefer to use the local, this rice husk. and that resulted in the scarcity of the product, and that took the price higher by 71%.
Okay.
So now the second power plant will be a multi-fuel boiler that will be able to utilize the rice straw which we have now accumulated for almost 7 to 8 months. 60,000 tons we have accumulated. Now that is at 2.5 rupees per kg as against 9 rupees per kg. You can just imagine. And efficiency is just down by 15 to 20%. So that will be giving less energy of 20% as compared to the rice husk. So, and we'll be able to use the mustard straw, then we'll be able to use the wooden sticks also, everything we can use in that power plant. Though the capex cost on that is on the higher side, but the Punjab government have come up with a, you can say, incentive on these kind of power plants by, you can say, giving us the SGST share of 2.5%. For the full amount spent on this power plant. So we'll, in 5 years, we'll be able to get the investment back by way of IGST refund of the state government share.
So this IGST refund will be also on whatever the products which are sold from that because of that plant, or only on the plant cost?
But whatever the company pays GST, if the company is paying SGST to the extent of 5 crore rupees per annum. So we'll be getting the SGST share of 5 crores up to the maximum, to the extent of my capex cost on this power plant, which is around about 45 crores.
That is for 5 years, right?
That's for 5 years.
Great. Sir, just wanted to have an update from Swachha. What you said that from Swachha we supplied to Godrej, right?
No. I was just mentioning that the rest of the things are stabilized. There are two, three things. We generally produce three things. One is the DDGS, which goes as a poultry and cattle feed and aqua feed. And the second is the potable alcohol, that we call it ENA. And third is ethanol. So our plant there is to manufacture potable alcohol. Ethanol plant we just kept standby just that in a, such a new market we may not be able to sell about 200 KLPD per day of potable alcohol in that segment because we could see that there could be some marketing issues. So what we did was that 50% we put up ethanol plant so that 50% capacity is assured and 50% we can sell our at home rate, or it would have put a pressure on this ENA prices. So that was the plan there. So now our only ethanol plant is running because we are not getting the quality parameters required for the purpose of potable alcohol due to the defect in the rectifier column, which is to be replaced by Praj Industries.
Will we be paying anything for this replacement?
No, nothing. No, we will not be paying anything. So that is their duty to, you can say, achieve all the required parameters which has been duly notified and there is a proper agreement for that. So we don't have to pay anything to them. Apart from that, we cannot ask them the recurring losses. The machinery has, they have to achieve the parameters. Or the second option was with the company that we could have taken a 5% penalty of the total contract value. Say the contract value was around about 50 crores. So we could have taken just 2.5 crores from them and got the column replaced from some other supplier, or maybe get it rectified from other company. But we didn't choose that because the column's cost is around about more than 4-5 crores and there could have been another expenditure and that would have been again a great experiment to realign the entire process. So we opted for them and you see that there is a very, very heavy order book with the Praj. Otherwise it cannot be a you can say so lengthy job. There is a, you can say, difficulty in getting the special kind of copper required in this column to have this better quality. And Praj is considered to be one of the Asia's best supplier of this ethanol and ENA plants. So we chose that they should replace the column at a zero cost.
Great, and I think that's a good decision for long term also, because so that we get
yes,
the best.
We just wanted to maintain relations with them instead of parting with them, because we are here on a long term basis, not on short term basis in this ethanol policy.
Mr. Sanchesi?
So, I think he's left. We can call the other participants.
We move on to the next participants, and the question is from the line of Anirudh Singhi from Dalal & Broacha Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible? Yeah. My question was, in Q2 and first half, both our oil revenue is down about 15%. So could you break that up into volume and pricing?
You see that in Q2 or half yearly, our revenue is down. That is mainly on account of the edible oil production only. There has not been any decline in the distillery segment. Quantity wise, if you want to me that first quarter, the quantity we produced was 23,586 tons of total edible oil. And the last quarter, the figure was 14,480, because we settled all the low price bargain with the prevailing at the time. It was not, you can say, commercially viable to bring that high price, you can say, product here and process it and sell the market, because this is a very, very sensitive, you can say, commodity. Higher the price, lower the consumption. Lower the price, higher the consumption. So quantity wise, we took a big hit, we took a big decision and got 8.2 crores as our profit by selling the total vessel offload in the foreign countries. And in this quarter, the second quarter, the quantity which we produced is approximately 20,876 tons against 27,762 tons. Otherwise, there would have been a huge inventory loss for me, because my retailers, they were running away because they didn't have the deep pockets. So we had to take a decision that we will move slow to reduce the losses. Otherwise, it would have been much higher. So you can see that the quantity-wise production is much, much higher. But the prices were so high, and the government was after the industry. They put up the stock limits, other things, and there was so much of checking, because government was quite worried about the increase in this day-to-day consumption. So we kept a low profile. We did not care for the revenue. And that lower capacity utilization of the plant also resulted, is also one of the factors to have this loss in these quarters.
Okay, so I understand 15% YoY decline revenue, 10% was volume, 5% was pricing, right?
Yes. No, it was mainly because of the volume, because you can say the prices were so high that in spite of there is a fall in the 25% ke, 30% ke, just calculate for me. I'm just asking my team to just calculate the percentage. I have not calculated the percentage at all. If I take this 14,286, you can say 35,000 ho gaya. 356. I guess I'll just calculate for you. The quantity wise, you can say volume was 45% down.
This is for Q2.
No, this is for the both the quarters I've taken.
Okay.
This half-yearly. Half-yearly, my quantities were down by almost 40 to 45%.
And so our revenue is only 15%. So there is a 30% improvement in realization?
Sorry, no. This is because it is very high prices. Very high, unaffordable for the, you can say, the people. So that's why government came up with so many steps. One step was to reduce the import duty almost to a zero level. The second was putting stock limits. And third was that you see that there were so many factors in these two quarters. The currency went off. There were some, you can say, foreign exchange losses also on that account. But it's all were limited because we washed out the contracts all in the first quarter and had a, you can say, profit margin of 8.2 crores.
Okay.
So there was no sense in bringing the product to India and then again incurring an inventory loss. We could manage it. That's why I mentioned in the last question that we are highly satisfied with the results and we have been able to avoid the large portion of the losses, which could have been, you can say, would have been a difficult time to the company.
Okay. And could you just help me recalibrate our capacity? So right now we have 200 KLPD distillery in Bathinda.
Yes.
Another 200 KLPD which is coming up, which the Swaska one in Bengal.
Yes.
Another 200 KLPD will come up in Bhattacharya by end of this year.
Yes. So it is that at present we are operating 200 KLPD distillery at Bathinda, which is running more than 100% capacity. The second distillery, 200 KLPD, is also in operation with a capacity of 70%. Another 200 KLPD only ethanol plant is under erection at Bathinda, which we hope to commission by end of January the next year, and we could have about 2 months of working in this financial year itself. And another 100 KLPD expansion is also planned at Swaksha that got some setback with this circumstances which prevailed. So first we wanted to have utilize the 100% capacity, and that is 200 KLPD structure, and then start the work for 100 KLPD, for which we have received all the sanctions are in place. The orders are finally all negotiated, but we didn't release the advance because we were at a fix whether to go with Prague or go with our old suppliers, which we had a proven record. We paid an extra amount as compared to the other suppliers which we paid at Bathinda. Seeing that it's a more reputed and more reliable and more efficient company at Prague, but the, you can say, experience was bad for us. So we have now again decided to take this 100 KLPD expansion of Swaksha from our old supplier, and we'll release them the advance and the order once the Bathinda plant is commissioned. And we achieved the 100% capacity utilization in Swaksha after the rectification of the defect in the column.
Okay. So the start of FY25, we have 600 KLPD capacity.
No, we'll have 700 KLPD capacity. Next year, so our capacity 200 KLPD Bathinda running, 200 KLPD Swaksha, another 200 expansion will come into operation within this financial year itself, and 100 KLPD expansion plan, which will not take them more than 4 or 5 months, because all the things, you can say civil work and other the modalities, the permissions, logistics have already been created, and we had installed this power plant, which is the main time consuming factor, taking in view of our 100 KLPD expansion. So as far as everything goes on well, the present circumstances, we should be able to commission even the 100 KLPD expanded capacity at Swaksha by third quarter of the next financial year. So next financial year we should be having a 700 KLPD total capacity in our hand.
Right. And could you break that up into EN and ethanol? 700?
Sorry?
Of the 700, how much would be EN and how much would be ethanol?
Yes, that's a very valid question. Because here Bathinda will be utilizing our 200 KLPD, the previous plant, purely for potable purposes, and 200 KLPD will be for ethanol purposes. In Swaksha, we'll be utilizing about 50% of the capacity for ethanol and 50% capacity for the ENA. Thereby meaning 150 to be ENA, and we just want to make a mix of it. Because the prices of ethanol are fixed by the government with the sugar year, which starts from 1st of December to 30th November. This year it's up to 30th October. They have made it for 11 months, and from the next year they will be starting from 1st of November to 30th of October. I think the sugar industry might have made some representation regarding the sugar year. So we just wanted 50% of our portfolio towards the ethanol and 50% towards the ENA, because some kind of few changes, minus points by increase in the ethanol prices, there could be some increase in the grain prices. The ENA prices or the potable alcohol prices are governed purely by the market forces. Like now at present can say that 58 rupees 50 paisa from the surplus rice is the price of the ethanol for the OMCs. And whereas the ENA which we are selling is at about 62 rupees per liter. So 3.5 rupees liter means a lot in your expenditure.
And lastly, how much is the unsold inventory, the real estate business?
Real estate inventory, just leftover inventory, maybe around about, 20-25 crores, which will be monetized in about a year or so. Maybe next year we will be able to monetize. But all the inventories, all the, you can say, these are some leftover stock, maybe some corner plot, corner flat, those take some time, and some are even occupied we have allotted those time to the company employees. Instead of paying house rent, so we have allotted the two-room bedroom flat to the various employees on which we were paying house rent. So that is not being reflected. But anyhow, so those are all for sale and marketing. I think we should be able to realize the entire inventory by the next financial year.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Varinder Bansal from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for this opportunity. I hope my voice is clear.
Yes, sir. Your voice is absolutely clear. Thank you. You can go ahead.
Sir, there are too many things, you know, which are going on. If I have to put the distillery segment first, okay? Distillery segment.
Yes.
Now, in distillery segment, the capacity for the company will be 700 KLPD, as you mentioned to our earlier analyst friend, right?
Yes.
That will be next year. We are talking about 23-24.
This year, 22-23, 600 will be operational by end of this financial year. 200 already in operation at Bathinda. 200 KLPD already in operation at Swachha, though that's running at 70% capacity, but that's all already commissioned. 200 KLPD at Bathinda is under erection, and our timeline for commissioning this project is by end of January. So by end of this financial year, we will be having a 600 KLPD capacity.
I understand. So
another 100 KLPD by the next financial year.
Got it. And the economics, what you explained to again analyst was that you save around 10 rupees per liter on EBITDA level, right?
I think this is you can say thumb rule margin which we calculate during our day-to-day operation, that we should be able to get 10 rupees per liter from this ethanol and ENA business. This does not include the depreciation part of it. This is the cash accrual which we get, the cash profit. We don't include this depreciation part in this calculation. So by next this year, the next financial year, 23-24. So if I does not even include the 100 KLPD which we hope to commission in the third quarter of that next financial year, 600 into 350 and that is 21 crore liters. If I take 10 rupees, so you can say cash margin, leaving aside the depreciation, should be around about 200 plus from the distillery segment itself.
Okay.
23-24 I'm talking about.
So you are saying that only from the distillery part, company can do an EBITDA of nearly 200 crores.
This you call it EBITDA? Yeah, beta thoda depreciation beta
will be added by.
The depreciation will be deducted from this. So 200 KLPD, I thought I'm just you can submitting that 200 approximately will be the cash available with the company. This includes all the expenditure, even the finance cost, but excluding depreciation.
Depreciation and tax.
A bit. Understood. Okay, sir, can you explain the conversion cost economics you told once, please?
So, the conversion cost, if I take the everything normal, we are not taking anything abnormal, like this quarter it happened, that increase in the fuel cost by 71%. Though we have taken all these steps, that next time we don't face this problem by putting up this multi-fuel boiler, so that we can have a choice of so many fuel with the company. Like we can use coal, we can mustard straw, rice straw, wooden stake, or maybe. So the approximate the processing conversion cost is 18 rupees per liter on rice. On rice, broken rice, damaged rice, or the surplus rice derived from this Food Corporation of India. 18 rupees per liter.
This is the conversion cost.
This is the conversion cost. This takes care of the repair and maintenance, takes care of the finance cost, takes care of the salary and wages, and take care of your power and fuel of the normal. Abnormal conditions, it doesn't, you can say, have this formula working. So basically, 65 to 70% of the cost is on account of fuel only.
Got it. What is the price of broken rice right now, sir?
Broken rice is around about, say, in Bengal, it's around about 90 rupees and 50 paisa per kg. In Punjab, it's 20 rupees and 50 paisa per kg.
And have you seen, and how much we take from FCI and non-FCI? If you can tell.
So FCI, this year, you can say all the ethanol quantity which we'll be supplying to them has been based on the FCI rice. Because the market price is higher as compared to the FCI rice. FCI supplies at 20 rupees per kg and the market price at present is 20 rupees and 50 paisa per kg. And the ethanol price derived from the damaged food grain is 55 rupees per liter, whereas derived from the FCI rice is 58.5. So I think entire India or the ethanol, where we would have access to this surplus rice, you see that you will be, you can get different kind of results altogether in this year, in the financial year 23-24 or the two quarters of this financial year from the standalone ethanol plants, because they don't have the, we can say, flexibility of having surplus rice. We are sitting in a rice belt where the godowns are full with rice. So there is no problem in getting the rice. FCI will not transport the rice to some states when there is a demand in the Punjab state itself without incurring any transportation cost. So the Punjab plants should have a leverage over and above the ethanol plants which are coming in the rest part of the country. And I don't think that the grain price is cooling down in near future. So this 20 rupees 50 paisa which grain we are utilizing only for the ENA manufacturing, that is potable alcohol manufacturing. The ethanol we have based entirely on the FCI rice.
Got it. So sir, I understand that you are saying that the broken rice is 20 and a half or 20.70. Conversion cost is 18 rupees per liter, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One is that. Okay, and can you educate us on the husks, sir? What is the husk rate right now? Because that is another big component of yours, which has increased by 70%, as you mentioned.
The fuel cost.
You haven't seen increase in the rice cost, right? Rice cost has remained almost the same.
Rice cost, we have been able to, you can say, utilize you see that our company is basically a grain-based company in agro, with this agro processing. We have got a, you can say, rice processing unit also. So in these quarter, two quarters, we were able to procure damaged paddy from Madhya Pradesh by way of a open tender to the extent of about 40,000 tons. So we brought the paddy from here, converted this into this, you can say, damaged rice and the oat mill. So that gave us a good value addition. So this procurement of rice is not a problem for us. And as regards the fuel cost, we are in the process, or the boiler is under installation, which can handle multi-fuel. At present, we had the two boilers or the power plant, which could run only on coal or rice husk. You see, the coal price also went up, skyrocketing. Rice husk, you can say, affected the coal price, also affected the rice husk. But in this boiler, which we are power plant, which we are coming likely to commission in January itself, the fuel price, fuel is mainly of rice straw. Rice straw comes, there's a big pollution, you can say, angle as regard the, you must have read in the newspaper that Punjab is being blamed from this stubble burning by Delhi or Haryana, and there has been a lot of hue and cry by NGT and the Delhi government and the even the public at large that the farm fire which happens because it is the one of the toughest fuel to be for the power generation or for the utilizing as the energy in the entire world. So this we have you can say bought a technology of the power plant which can use rice straw. For that we have already procured 60,000 tons of this rice straw and bought some additional land also, took some land on lease also. So that is at 2.5 rupees per kg, which will bring the fuel cost in the extraordinary circumstances. We'll take care of that we don't get that kind of hate.
Maybe, sir, well, I understand. But you are saying that this boiler will start only in fourth quarter, right? January or
in fourth quarter, yes, fourth quarter. But you see that, brother, this is totally new technology. And though we have taken every precautions to get the best results out of it, but you see that it's a new technology. So there could be some delay in commissioning of this plant, but the technology is, you can say, it's a proven technology, but the suppliers, everybody is afraid, say maybe there could be 10-15 days plus or minus.
Yeah, I understand that.
Already procured the fuel.
So I just wanted to check one thing on the rice side, okay, on the rice side. You know, if I just check the rice, the prices of the broken rice, I think it also depends on maize or mill, right? The price of maize has been coming down in the last, you know, quarter. Have you seen prices of broken rice coming down or not?
Yes, sure. You see that the maize prices went up to about 25 to 26 rupees per kg. And the broken rice of the damaged rice touched even a high of 22 rupees 50 paisa per kg. But now it has come down to 20 rupees 50 paisa per kg here and 20 rupees at West Bengal. Because West Bengal we have got 2-3 crops. Unprecedentedly, you see that when we started our West Bengal plant, the price of husk there was 5 rupees per kg. We contracted with the company for the full year. And now the price is 11 rupees and 50 paisa per kg. You see the kind of a, you can say, inflation in the fuel prices.
Really, sir, I understand. I'm just asking now, what is the latest now? Like rice, you are saying there is some drop in terms of the rice, broken
yes.
rice cost?
But, you see, Virendra, this year, the mainly, you can say, everybody has shifted the focus from a fixed revenue instead of playing with the damaged food grains. The maximum quantity the grain bill class had, you can say, bidded for is on the base on the SA rice. So that is the same rate throughout the year. So whenever demand comes down by 30-40%, so naturally it will have a positive impact as regards the reduction of prices in the grains. And that is the reason the maize prices have also come down, millet prices have also come down, and the consequently the broken rice or the damaged rice have also come down.
And husk, sir, what is the latest on husk prices?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mr. Bansal, I would request you to please rejoin the queue.
Okay.
There are many
okay.
other participants who are waiting for their turn.
Thank you.
I would request all the participants to limit their questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. We have the next question from the line of Pankaj from Affluent Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. I again wanted to reiterate the economics, wanted to understand the economics of the grain-based ethanol. If I, whatever I understood, your cost of procuring rice is around 20 to 20.5 per kg. Conversion cost is 18 to 19 rupees. And the price you receive for ethanol is around 52.9 rupees. So, and you also mentioned that fuel cost constitutes 60 to 70% of the conversion cost. Am I on the right track? And if that is so, the total EBITDA level cost, cost of production plus cost of conversion plus cost of procuring would be around 20 plus 18, 39 odd rupees. And you mentioned that you are having a spread of around 10 rupees per liter. So I'm not able to put...
Yes, sir. Let me go one by one. Actually, you have missed lot many things. See that the cost of raw material I have not calculated on per liter. Cost of raw material will be whatever it is. Maybe 30 rupees per liter, maybe 28 rupees per liter. The cost of raw material has not been calculated in this formula. Only the processing cost and my cash margin. Because the companies work, you can say, on reversal basis. Like this, the Ministry of Petroleum or the Ministry of Food have taken 20 rupees per kg as this rice fixed to be supplied, rate fixed is to be supplied to the distillers for converting them to ethanol. So that raw material price is fixed. We spend about 18 rupees per liter on the processing cost. That leaves us with a cash margin of 10 rupees per liter. So that is without depreciation and the taxes. So this is the scenario. And rate is not 52 rupees, it is 58.5 rupees per liter. And 62 rupees per liter is the rate of potable alcohol or ENA, which we are manufacturing from the grains which we procure from the market.
And sir, what is the input-output ratio? How much rice is required for making 1 liter of ethanol?
So, say about 45% is the recovery. So, in 1 ton of rice, about 450 liters of ethanol is being produced.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
We have the next question from the line of Neeraj Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my first question is related to Sweksha Distillery. So if I understand correctly, right now only it is producing ethanol, not ENA, and the capacity utilization is around 70% for the current quarter. So the previous quarter, the revenue was around 27 crores. So can I get an like ballpark figure, high level estimate on how much revenue can this distillery do in quarter three and quarter four?
Yes, right. You're right that we are operating on about 70% capacity, only manufacturing ethanol. So this quarter, as only September was the working month, we didn't get any revenue in August. The September was only working month, which we operated on 70% full capacity. So that revenue was about 28 crores. So this 3 months, we will be getting an average revenue of 28 to 29 crores per month. So if I take this 28 into 3, the revenue should be about 84 to 88 crores in the current quarter.
Okay, and what about quarter 4?
Quarter four, as I mentioned, that if everything goes well and we are able to, this Praj is able to receive, replace the column by 15th of Jan as the timeline, and will be pleased to inform you that we are about 1 week ahead of the schedule, whichever, because my team is constantly present at their workshop and we are monitoring day to day that how far is the, you can say, fabrication work. So that we have already saved about 1 week. So we should be able to start the production of 100% by 15th of Jan, and good 2 months for 100% capacity utilization. So that will take our revenue to about say kitna ho jayega. So that will take my revenue to about 38 crore rupees for the last 2 months of the this fourth quarter of the financial year.
Okay, thank you. And if I understand correctly, your plan is to have like 50% ENA, 50% ethanol from Swechha, right? Right now it is 70% ethanol because we cannot produce ENA.
Yes. But 50% this year will not be doing it. We'll be doing less as the ENA prices are much higher as compared to the ethanol. So this 50% I mentioned is that once we are able to commission the next phase of expansion at Swachha by adding another 100 KLPD, so we propose or we have in mind that we'll be converting 50% of ethanol and 50% of ENA. But right now, this year, we intend to produce by the time that the expansion become operational, we intend to have at least 60 to 65% of the potable alcohol and 30 to 35% only of ethanol.
Okay, thank you. And if I understand correctly, the new distillery is made such that the capacity is fungible, right? So if you feel that ENA prices are more lucrative, so you can do 80% capacity for ENA and 20 for ethanol, right? Or maybe even 100% if you think that that's more lucrative.
No, you see that at Swachha we will be able to produce maximum 67% of ENA and 33% of ethanol once the expanded capacity comes into operation. Otherwise, we can do 100% ENA at Swachha and say very few, about 5 to 10% only of ethanol. At Bathinda, when this expansion is fully operational, so we'll be doing 50-50. We can't go above 50, more than 50, because we have got a 200 KLPD license to manufacture potable alcohol. And ethanol, we can go up to 400 KL. But our capacity will be restricted to 200 and 200.
Okay, thank you. And my last question, this is related to the edible oil segment. So may I know what was the capacity utilization for quarter two, and do you think that there would be higher capacity utilization in the current quarter and the next?
Yes, surely. The capacity utilization came down by at least about 20-25%. I have not rightly calculated. The figures are not in front of me. Only I compared the last year figures, that the previous two quarters and the these two quarters you can say quantity wise. But I don't have the figures right now. But might be it was about 80% last year in the first two quarters. And this year there has been a drop of about say 20% in the capacity utilization. So we hope to, you can say, achieve the previous level in this two quarters. And if the things remain similar, I think the worst is over. So we should be able to achieve the, at least match the previous corresponding quarter results, achieve the same in the current financial year also.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
So what is the prevailing rate of ENA in Kolkata?
But Kolkata, the rate of ENA is about 61.5 to 62 rupees per liter. In West Bengal. Throughout India, it's almost the same. In Punjab also, it's about 61.5 to 62. There also, it's the same. But there, we have got an advantage. The damaged rice or the broken rice is little less as compared to Punjab. That was the reason that we went to West Bengal. There, you can see the grain prices are lower and the ENA prices are higher, and fuel prices are lower and the processing cost will come down. But unlikely that landed into a havoc. Still, you can see that we were able to operate on coal. Otherwise, husk, it would have been a disaster. So we are using at present 80 to 85% of coal as a fuel at Swachha, because there with the local coal supply, they are much cheaper as compared to the Punjab location.
Got it, sir. So next thing I want to ask you is a more broader question on the whole ethanol policy. With the current rates that have come, do you see a slowdown in investments in the ethanol, specifically the grain ethanol segment? Because aapke paas to ENA hai, because of which you are doing superior margins. But the whole industry does not have that.
I certainly agree with you. There could be some, you can say, negative marks on the entire industry, which is only dependent on ethanol and the oil marketing companies. So that's why we rate our project as one of the different from the ethanol suppliers, because we have got a leverage to manufacture out of the 700 KL capacity, 400 KL I can do for ethanol ENA and 300 KLPD for ethanol. You see that whatever is going to stay. If the price of grains are extraordinarily higher...
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Sir, can you repeat your last line? There was a beep which came in the middle. Can you please repeat the last line?
Okay, I will repeat the entire question because I don't remember that what was my last line. I'm not reading from printed media. So you see that there is certainly a sense of insecurity among the standalone ethanol plants. I certainly agree with you. But our both the plants are equipped with the flexible that out of the 700 KLPD, when both the expansions are complete, we have got a, you can say, the flexibility to manufacture 400 KLPD KL of ENA and 300 KL of ethanol. Or we can go up to 500 KL of ethanol and 200 KL of ENA. So we have a leverage on that account. And you see that this demand of ENA is going to remain, the whatever may be the prices, because the split prices doesn't make much of a difference as regards the bottling of the branded alcohol is concerned. It is just, say, you can say, as for my estimate, is less than 15% of the cost of their selling price. The main cost is on account of the, you can say, caramel, other blending, marketing, or maybe the packing cost or other cost. The spirit cost, the ENA cost, is just the 15% of the total price. So this will remain, and the demand going up, there is a bright future for the ENA plant. But you said, too, it is a license control industry. The ENA plant license is very difficult, and the second thing is that the procedure to have an ethanol plant is very, very lengthy as compared to the ethanol plant. ENA plant, you ought to have a public hearing. You ought to have the entire, you can say, go through the system. To put up ethanol plant, it just takes 1.5 years. To put up ENA plant, it takes about 3 years. Because 6 months is the environmental impact study, and then public hearing, then it goes to the minutes goes to the central government, then they frame the terms of reference, then it again comes to here, then again the public objections are invited, then again it goes to the central government for giving a environmental clearance, then it comes to the state pollution board, which gives the consent to establish, and then again we have to do this all, consent to establish from the starting till then takes about 1.5 years to 2 years.
Got it, sir. So is the industry
Mr.
as such representing
sorry,
itself?
Mr. Avasthi, I would request you to please rejoin the queue. There are many other questions.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dilip Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Dilip.
Mr. Agarwal, kindly proceed with your question.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Agar, sir, you have mentioned like that you have experienced some
unexpected problem during the commissioning, which led to very high consumption of fuel and some commissioning losses in that part. What does it mean?
You see that if the plant has some technical problems, we have to start the plant again shutdown. Start the plant again shutdown for rectification. The to replacement of a column this column has got a height of 120 feet and a dia of around about 20 feet. And the weight of this column is around about 50 tons. And it comes in 4-5 pieces. And from the workshop and assembled at you can say at the site, so it's a huge column. So before coming to a conclusion that it requires a replacement, there are always you can say the frequent shutdowns. Sometimes their team from the scanning came, some commissioning team came, and when the production is down, some trippings are also there. So all these things, the commissioning losses, if the column was okay, the commissioning losses would have been divided in just a month. Commissioning would have been completed in 15 days. So identify the problem. Some shutdowns are required. Some local modifications, like site modifications were done. Some scannings were done. Then some scanography was done. So all this, they were not able to identify the problem. So when your team is to inspect and identify a problem, the plant has to be put down and shut down question. And when they say start the plant, we have to start the plant. So the shutting down, and you see that there was no revenue practically in the month of August. And the fuel cost was around about 8 crores in this from July and August. And we ended up with the revenue earning of about 7 to 8 crores. It was only in September we decided that we will not hold any further trials, we will operate on 70% capacity and you will have to replace the columns, we will not allow any experiment any further, you just replace the column. So you can say that we have got a standing in the industry and they agreed to it. So now we are not doing any trial because we know that that column is not going to work. That needs the replacement.
So in quarter 3 also, this very high consumption of fuel will be there or it will be mitigated?
No, you see that in this quarter definitely there will be higher cost because you see the fuel cost is almost fixed. Whether you produce 210 KL, whether you produce 150 KL. There is a very, very marginal difference. The efficiency of the power plant goes up to 83%. Whereas this low capacity, it is 73%. So the extra energy or demand will be met by increasing the efficiency of the power plant. So we will be ending up with a zero energy cost as compared to the 40 rupees per liter. So on 70 KL, my that cost 40 rupees. So there will be 980,000 rupees per day is the extra cost we are incurring. There will be, I think losses would not be there, but the profit part we are far away until unless we achieve the 100% capacity. So commissioning losses will not be there because we are regularly operating at 70% without any, and hits and the supplies are also going towards the ethanol. As state of West Bengal is very much deficient in the ethanol, they don't have ethanol at all.
Sir, in last phone call, actually the management clarified that you
second. I'm sorry to interrupt, sir.
Just a minute, madam. I only asked one question.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Let me finish, sir. Sir, in last phone call, actually, you said in quarter two also, the structural studies will be break even. So, can we expect that in quarter three, our structural study will be break even, or there will be no further losses as we have incurred 2 crore some bucks in quarter two? Or it will be some fed benefit?
I think you are right. I think we should, as far as my estimate, we should not have any losses except profit, I can't say. But which cost has to be maintained, I think we should be able to, you can say, have a break-even point for not increasing the losses in this current quarter or the third quarter.
Sir, in edible oil, at least we will again regain our EBITDA level we have reported in quarter one?
Definitely. If not quarter one, we should be able to match the corresponding quarter, because it's a seasonal type of a thing. So every quarter has its own merits and demerits. So we don't actually see the previous quarter. We only have the corresponding quarter, because there is a product mix change every quarter. So we should be able to achieve the corresponding quarter results in this current quarter.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We have the next question. There is a follow-up question from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
I was disconnected in between. Most of the questions were answered, but I just wanted to know what is the debt level right now? How much is the term?
Debt level, so hamare pe kami, I think we have got a fresh debt for this 120 crore sanction from Canara Bank for this expansion at Bathinda. Previous debt is just about 8 crore jo 93 crore ka liya tha 200 KLPD ke liye. That's already paid only about 8 to 9 crores.
8.5
crores is paid. The rest is working capital.
So I believe last time it was around 170 crores for working capital and 180 crores term loan, right? Is that the same?
No. That was 180 was not for the term loan. Term loan we didn't have any. Achha, including the vehicle finance and everything you are talking about. I think total apna 385 calculated kiya tha. So we'll be having a debt of about 385 crores, including the Swaksha one, including the this expanded portion, and including the working capital facilities.
Yes. Okay.
Everything. All you can say term loans taken together, whether it's against rent discounting or whatever may be, the total debt would be around about 385 crores.
And you have mentioned 4.5% as an interest cost on the new term loan. What is the average total interest cost?
At our Bathinda facilities are at 7.35%, and the Swaksha loan is at 8.5. Swaksha loan is at 8.5. And one thing I also mentioned, that the 100 KLPD expansion which we are undertaking now at Swaksha, which will be undertaken after receiving 100% capacity utilization at Swaksha, that also qualifies for the interest subvention scheme. For that, we have already received the in principle sanction of 70 crores from Canara Bank, and that will be qualifying for this interest subvention scheme for 50% of the interest cost, or 6%, whichever is lower.
That's great. Are we planning to increase our stake, because our shareholding, promoter shareholding is around 61%. Are we planning to infuse capital by preferential like we did a few years back, or nothing of that is there to reduce the debt basically?
No, you reduce the debt will come down automatically with the cash accruals. You see that, as I mentioned, when Virinder was asking this from Omkara Capitals, that next year we are expecting a cash flow of about 200 crores from the distillery segment itself, leaving the edible oil sector. So the all the expansions, all the capex cost is complete. So company doesn't need any capital infusion at present. So we will be not issuing any. We are not going to the public for this issue of public equity or some capital being infused by the promoters. So that will remain the same.
Okay. You mentioned about the total edible oil. Sorry?
At present, we don't have any such kind of plan.
You don't have any plans of increasing our stake from 61%?
No. At present, we don't have.
Okay. And you mentioned about the global edible prices. Which we should monitor for our product in the global edible prices?
The global edible prices, you can say that mainly the import is from the Indonesia and Malaysia is the palm oil. And the second, the basket is of soybean oil. Third is sunflower oil. And fourth is rapeseed oil. But you say that the total import, about 80% or 82% of the import basket comes from this soybean oil and palm oil. Majority palm oil, and second is the soybean oil. So you must have read in the newspaper that Indonesia at one point of time with the rising prices banned the export of Malaysian palm oil to the world. But the tanks were full because they also got panic that the local public is being burdened by high price of this vegetable oil being a sensitive commodity. So they also took that decision. Ultimately, that led into the very high increase in the prices due to the scarcity of the material or the product. And they, when they lifted the ban, it went down. So that was the kind of maybe a funds playing and maybe can't comment upon the things that the led into, but never seen in my life that the price is going up by the $1,000 per ton and coming back to $1,000 per ton. The prices which we settled in the first quarter, we sold our entire, you can say, contracted quantity at $1,970 per metric ton. And when the price was ruling at 2,050, 2,070, we took the benefit of that. And later on it came to 1,000 rupees. Even it was at one point of time it was touched $900. With a short span of 6 months, price going up like this and coming down is unprecedented and never seen before. So that was the reason that and it's not only my company. Every vegetable oil company, you must see that all the results are being affected by this kind of a scenario. I think things are clear. We can move to the next.
Has been the price rise or the price in the last 45 days of Q3? There has been from what it ended in Q2.
No, you see that. It was a free fall in the market. So there had been some recovery. That's about $900. So now it's about $1,000. So there has been a recovery of $100 per ton, which is nominal, which was expected. And now the things, normal things, we have resumed the operation because such a high fluctuation, fear has, you can say, free from our mind. So we can work now. Because the dealers are also not buying. They were also not sure that we can, because they don't have any Mrs. Pogod. It was the imports came down heavily. And apart from that, there was a currency fluctuation also in this period. Everything happening together.
Right. Right, sir. Great. Thank you so much, sir. I think I'm done with all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
As that was the last question for today that the management could answer, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Is there any closing comments?
Thank you, everybody. Thanks so much. And your anxiety regarding the working of the company, I think we are on the right step and right footing. We should have a good improvement in the coming two quarters. Hope for more best. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, my investors.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Quantum Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.